How you doing? You right,
I'm
Sal?
good. Yeah, welcome everyone on the Fusion podcast. We've got Mark and Sal
Yeah,
here with you
welcome.
today. And if you caught the last podcast, it was Mark asking me some really interesting questions about my morning routines. And today I get the honor of asking Mark about his morning routines, so Mark can share with us all some of the things that he finds really effective in setting up himself well for the day. And just a quick note, there's a workshop coming up real soon. We've got one this weekend and one in November, which we'll give you details at the end of the podcast. But it's all about how to set up your day well. Part movement,
Absolutely.
part mindset. So we're just curious around Mark and his what he does in the morning. So Mark, can you give us a feel? What's your routine? What do you do? What principles do you take to your morning activities?
Absolutely. Well, I think you just hit the nail on the head there right at the start when you said mindset and movement. I don't always have the same amount of time free every morning. Sometimes I have to be up and out pretty early. I have a couple of 7 o'clock sessions where I'm teaching clients. Some days I don't start teaching until a bit later. So being able to say that I set amount X amount of time per morning to do practices is a little bit tricky. So I try to do a little bit of movement and a little bit of mind-based work. So the movement could just be a 5 minute joint mobility routine, a little bit of a stretch while my coffee brews, or I some days I've got a little bit longer to set aside. But definitely just doing something physical. I really notice the difference in my energy levels throughout the day if I haven't done even just a little bit of movement based work in the morning. So it doesn't have to be a full Tai Chi routine. Just a little bit is great. I like to wake my brain up. So I tend to do studying in the morning. I'm studying Mandarin, and I schedule my lessons for 7 o'clock in the morning, on purpose, because nothing else has interfered with my mind before that. So it's working, or it's working as best as it does. I find that it's really helps to jolt my brain into action. The first few minutes can be a bit tricky, but after that, it really works for me. I would like to be able to do a bit of meditation in the morning, but I don't really live in a household where it's possible to do that. There's kids getting ready for school and partner getting ready for work, so it's a bit tricky to sit in the middle of that and meditate. But certainly a bit of movement in the body and some mindset work, and yeah, I could scale it back up or down, so it could be quite a bit or it could be a little bit. So, and I think that's what we're trying to get through in our next workshop, is that we're going to teach a routine, where a movement routine, which you could do it in 3 minutes, or you could expand it out and it could take half an hour. So rather than getting caught up on thinking you have to set X amount of time to one side in the morning, you can actually go through a routine which is very, very short, and set yourself up for the day really well in no time
Indeed,
at all.
yes, and it's a routine that we put together, Mark, from a martial arts discipline, plus a lot of movement work that you're involved with, myself from yoga, plus I do a lot of other sort of movement disciplines as well. And that fusion of like, okay, well, what mobilizes the joints, moves the body, gets the tissues working, lets the blood flow, get the breath working, really, really nice. And it's simple. It can scale, as Mark said, from like quite a dynamic, stronger version to a modified, much more gentle version. So we've made it applicable to all. And then we're going to sort of flip that on the other side of the part with mindset. So half the class is dedicated to the movement piece, half the class to a mindset piece. So how to set up the day well with some really good psychological practices, some good structuring, some good principle understandings, and how to deploy those and really getting into those healthy routines. So a movement routine and a mindset routine. And that is the fundamental components that we have on the Fusion Seize the Day workshop coming up. So Mark, we have this Saturday in
Absolutely.
Uckfield. And so
Yeah.
have we, is there space on that still?
There are still a few spaces. Yeah, three or four
Cool.
spaces left on that one. It's at the Uckfield Yoga Studio, which is on the High Street in Uckfield. And then in November, we've got a running the same workshop. It's going to be at the Dolphin Leisure Centre in Hayward Heath in November.
Looking good. Okay, so everyone can check us out, of course, on the Fusion-Training Facebook page. You can email Mark or myself at fusion-training@outlook.com. You can reply to the Anchor FM links on here. Obviously, some of you guys know us on our own platforms. So reach out if you want details about the workshop, get in touch, whether it's the Uckfield workshop this weekend or the November workshop for He Was Heath. If you've got questions around what we're doing, if you've got any comments, then Mark and I love to feel this stuff. We have huge passion and energy for what we do. And we always love to hear from you. So Mark, thank you for your time and insights. Great to know. Looking forward to the workshop.
Sir.
And thank you, dear listener. We will see you all soon. Absolutely. Cheers. Bye.
Great. See you later, guys. Cheers, sir. Bye.